to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
Podcasting live like an unplanned pregnancy, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Joining me this week are my good friends, Mr. Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Jim Betancourt, and some intern in the other room. We don't have any music this week, but it's still gonna rock your socks off.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
What a terrible lie.
Yeah, we will have music.
We totally have music. Not live music.
We don't have a musical guest. We have a comedian. Right, Jim?
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
I'm swell, fellows.
Jim's going to make you laugh. Go.
Oh, God.
I'm that dick.
That is the worst podcast.
Tell me a joke, Jim.
Yeah. But is that your favorite question as a comedian? Hey, tell me a joke.
You're funny, man. Be funny.
Or is your favorite question, hey, can I tell you a joke?
It's equally bad. Like, hey, say something funny, comedian, or hey, here's a good subject for a joke. It's like,
Maybe you could use this in your act.
This one time, me and my wife were eating a bunch of Cool Whip. I don't know where I'm going with that.
No, that's pretty much what I'm given, and then it's do something with that.
Okay, wad it up, throw it into a trash can. Hi, everybody. It's good to be back. Hope you didn't miss us too much in our little hiatus there.
Yeah.
Last week was just too damn busy to do a podcast. We are major media stars here in Reno, as you well know.
So true.
We thank all 13 of you for your constant support and contributions.
Absolutely. Speaking of contributions, we do need sponsors, so if there's anyone out there who would like to help sponsor the show, give us a call.
You get one little spot on the show, a live read, a recorded
Minus mufflers, I'm looking
totally
at you.
Affordable.
Right? Local bars and businesses, I'm looking at you because we cater to your customers if you're not already listening
to
us.
Well, and places like Recycled Records or, you know, that kind of business too.
Or the good folks who have helped us out here, they're Reno Computer Fix.
Exactly.
You know,
they're
a fun sponsor.
Hey guys, one more time, let's hear it for Reno Computer Fix.
Yeah! Woo! We like those guys.
Good guys.
Justin and Ian.
And also, I'd just like to add, if you're an arsonist and you just want to throw a couple hundred bucks this way, do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, arson?
Well, just, you know.
Maybe you. And we'll say your name.
Victimless crime.
We will say people's name 100.
Except for the victims.
For $100, I will say your full legal name 100 times in one podcast. That's what I bring to the table.
Out.
Over a few episodes.
That'd be
$1, I say your name. That's my...
Fair enough.
My standing policy on that.
We do not condone setting fires.
I have not shame. I have not shame.
I, Rory Dowd, do condone setting fires.
You sound nothing like me. Or him.
Oh, sorry. Let me try again. I, Rory Dowd!
Let's talk about it.
Past shifting
two weeks,
gears.
Man.
2 weeks, yes. I don't remember anything. I don't.
That's because you were there.
I was there doing things.
Huge.
I was not a host. I was not a part of any entertainment in the last 2 weeks. I got to be an audience member, and that was pretty rad.
Well, let's start with this.
I think that's where we have to start. The Mike O'Mara Show live at Circus. What you know, I think last show we said most of us weren't going. Except for Rick, who had a backstage pass.
Jealous of Rick.
Because Decoy, good friends of the studio here, won a contest to be on the show as the live musical guest.
Yep.
Rick recorded it, so he got to go backstage.
They needed a sound guy. And I thought I was like lying my way in, like, they don't need a sound guy, and they're going to get me in there. Turns out they really did need a sound guy. I actually was very helpful. So
yeah, I saw you working.
Yeah, you like did sound like for a lot of the whole show, didn't you?
No. Our soundboard was just the Decoy stuff, and then they had a separate soundboard on the other side that was for all the... So all the fuck-ups, that was really RJ, not me.
Hey, good.
And all the stuff that went great, that was me.
Ding. Yeah, I forgot the soundboard this
Rory
week,
has
folks.
No sound.
Yeah. Hey, for the listener that might not be familiar, what is the Mike O'Meara Show?
Exactly. Good, wow. Good point.
Good point. It is a podcast out of Manassas. Now,
yep. Manassas,
is it
Virginia?
Manassas? Manassas, yep. Virginia. It is kind of the fallout of the great old Don and Mike Show that was broadcast all across the country, national syndication. Don Geronimo now does a show out in Sacramento. Mike O'Meara and the rest of the gang, Rob A. Spiewak, my good buddy Buzz Burbank, Oscar Santana, RJ, and the rest.
Our good friends.
Our friends now. they all they do a podcast out there now, and were very much an inspiration for us to get started here.
Very cool.
They did a live show out here, and they are very social media friendly, so they knew a lot of their fans over the internet already. And I wasn't going to go. I was broke. I couldn't make it. I was too late. Tickets were sold out immediately.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and
a week.
So
less than a week.
A couple days before the show, my good buddy Nick says, "Hey man, happy birthday. I'm buying you a ticket to the show."
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. We never got to meet up to get tickets.
Which was because of my friend, but a Facebook guy who found me, Todd out there. Todd in
Washington. Who sold us this ticket.
Todd.
Todd on Facebook. I know him.
Yeah.
Todd Melliker? I went to high school with that guy.
He hit me up on the Facebook, though, and said, "Do you want tickets? I have tickets. I can go on from Washington, blah, blah, blah."
And at a very reasonable price.
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't, like, overcharging, which was very cool. I heard that from a lot of people about the Facebook ticket selling between fans.
Yeah.
There was not, like, price gouging.
Nobody
people were just
scalped it.
Yeah, people were sharing tickets.
They're happy fan of the show.
Totally, and get the room full.
You know?
So I went there early to meet up with Nick to get my ticket, and he wasn't going to even get off work till right when it started. And I'm sitting around, and I see my good friend Lisa walking through.
Hope you're listening.
And the LM Staten of Facebook fame.
Yes, the LM
Staten.
Shout
out to Lisa. He could be a sponsor of the show.
Absolutely.
We were hanging out and having a drink. Some other friend of hers walks up and says, "Hey, I have an extra ticket. You want to get in now?" So I got to go in all early and be loaded, and was able to text Nick, who was able to give my ticket to somebody else, and then so we all got to be at the show. And Rick was all backstage and crap, you know.
Oh yeah, I got to be there the noon, like when the gang was just hanging out. I got a picture of me and Rob, like before they were all dressed up, when everybody was just fucking around, when we sat around and Mike bitched about all the mics until everything sounded perfect.
What do you mean before they were all dressed up?
The sound check was noon day, and so
and
we
the
spent
show is
2 hours.
Yeah. So it's all sweatpants and t-shirts, and then
exactly
game time. Give up clothes, yes.
Exactly.
Give up clothes.
So and Rob A is like one of my idols, so I got to see one of my, and he doesn't know when I tried not to act like a terrible fanboy, and they know now. Well, I didn't at the time. I wasn't like
Nick.
I asked to take a picture of that.
Nick and I gushed at them all a little bit.
Oh yeah,
I gave them all our card.
Yeah,
they all have the podcast and have all agreed to have a phoner on the show at some point in the upcoming year.
Yep.
So we will have some regular visits from some radio gods here, which be pretty awesome.
They're different when they're drunk.
Yeah. I don't know. I will bet my good friend Buzz Burbank remembers me and is happy to come on the show.
I bet Oscar. Buzz will.
And actually, Rob was supposed to be on the show a few months ago, and he and I missed connections, and Rob A. Spiewak apologized to me in person, shaking my hand and looking me in the eye, and like for nothing. And it was very, very
he had the mob
congenial
there,
of him.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
He was the star of the
you
show,
couldn't get
Rob.
To talk to him for an hour and a half.
Yeah, I got to Mike easy. Rob
no. Nobody cared. It was Rob and Buzz. Everybody was mobbed around them.
Yeah.
After the show. But
it was amazing.
It was really good to meet those guys. Hopefully if you guys are listening. thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you
fucking
for coming
amazing.
To Reno. It almost felt like you were just doing it for us, you know?
And it was a blast, yeah. I didn't even have to be listening to the show all the time to get all the jokes.
Oh,
I planned on listening to more episodes, but me and my busy social schedule didn't allow for it.
That's until when Lisa was thinking about selling you one of her extra tickets, and I was all, "Don't give that to Rory. He's not a daily listener like I am. He's just a fucking Johnny come lately, thinking he's going to show up to the show and get it."
Whatever. I listened for like first 2 years.
Right.
I think the only thing he missed was like Dick Queasy's, and that's it.
Yeah. Well,
or
something.
On the side note of Rory being a bandwagoner, go Giants, huh?
Seriously? Oh, yeah.
Go Giants.
Yeah, that's good. Mentioning the sports.
No. Packers, fuck the Giants forever and ever.
You're talking about two different sports.
Yeah, I know. World Series.
I thought you were talking about football. Oh, okay.
The Giants won the World Series. It, like, sweeped
Oh, yeah, no, and okay. Fuck that. Okay. I'm from St. Louis.
It's a good point.
And anyway, fuck them. I'm from St. Louis.
This sports report goes out to Chewbacca.
Yeah. This is Chewie's sports report.
Came on the show last week.
Go Pack!
Go back out to the mines.
Sexually.
With Davey Asshole and the Girl, the sports report.
Yeah, no, Chewy. Oh, there it is. Yeah, no, the first one of the night.
Everybody drink.
Everybody drink.
Rory said, yeah, no.
Chewy had to go back out, work in the mines, and do some good shit.
God damn it. He's only here for one. Just long enough to meet
Spencer. He will be back next week, however.
Awesome.
With the Mike Wrench.
Yes.
We'll be sitting down like we promised for this week.
Actually, from the old school.
Yeah. That's just going to be drinking in old stories about people you'll never meet.
And a bunch of good music. Mike's been in a lot of good funky bands, you know, like good dance rap, or not rap, hip-hop. Hip-hop rock bands and shit.
So, all right, so the Mike O'Mara Show, that was our crazy weekend.
That was awesome. And then the following Monday.
The Monday, the reason we did not record, Mr. Nick Ramirez was too busy. Mm-hmm. Being in a supply closet in the basement of the Knitting Factory.
Yeah. we had a little green room back there. It was cool. But the cool part was like loading in and coming in and seeing the Misfits big.
Because you were playing with
the Misfits. Right.
Pretty awesome.
Ding.
Ding.
Was Glenn there?
No.
What? No, it was with Jerry.
It was a Jerry only show. Just a 3-piece Misfits show. But it was Dez from Black Flag, so that was pretty cool.
Did hear, disappointingly, they did not play any old school music.
They played a couple, but they were so fast that it didn't sound like the old kind.
They had to at least play like Die Die My Darling or something, right?
They might have played that, and I might have missed it. I don't think they played
from
that.
From what Felix said is they really didn't play any old stuff. It was all the new lineup. Which, hey, you know, hey, good for them. You got to progress. I mean, really, who wants to play the same damn song for 25, 30 years?
Well, and every time I go to R.E.M., I want to hear Everybody Hurts. That's the only song I want to hear.
And I'm sure, I bet Michael Stipe's got a lot of songs he'd rather shoot himself in the foot than sing again.
Shiny, happy people.
Oh, Jesus. I love Kate Pearson.
End of the world.
I do too, but it's like, that song's hardly ever appropriate.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm only happy when it rains.
Although,
sorry.
REM doesn't sing that.
I know. This one goes out to the one I love, one of my all-time favorite songs ever.
Yeah.
Fire. I heard he blew out microphones.
That was actually the first REM song I ever heard on MTV. I saw it on MTV.
Oh, when he had his mullet still?
Yeah.
Sweet.
And it was all that bad, like, lighting, black and pale skin.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't open for REM. I opened up for Misfits.
Which a lot of black and pale skin.
with the band The Liver Scars. Did we mention who we are? Yeah, The Liver Scars, man.
Liver Scar Brothers
out there.
One of Reno's crustiest punk rock bands.
It's very good.
With your very own. That was your CD release show.
CD release show, too.
Your Misfit show is a CD release show that comes with a comic. What's the name of the comic book?
Meet the Liver Scars.
Like Meet the Beatles.
Yeah.
But with Whiskey and Felix.
Yeah. It's pretty fun and funny.
And honey, are you there? What does Felix like to do?
What does fetus like? Fetus like
fetus.
I really tried to give you.
Did
little...
I say what did fetus like to do? Yeah, I did say that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. What
Felix likes to drink.
And Felix fetus likes to write songs about black people.
And
which is weird because Rick doesn't drink, and he sounded a little drunk there.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anywho.
But I am sorry I missed that show. I did see Pinky Polansky just this past weekend.
That was bitching too.
That was fun sweet. Over at Ryan's.
That was really great.
And I think that the crowd was a little bit smaller because when I pulled up, there was a bunch of police cars out front. Oh, and the really? Policeman was talking to Felix. And, and it was like, it's like 8:30.
I missed that entirely.
It's like 8:30 and I pull up and I'm like, Jesus Christ, Felix, couldn't you wait till 9? What have you done already?
What? You know what? At that point, I think I was still out in Sparks at the Convicted Innocent show.
Yeah, we had a wonderful Friendsgiving at our friend Daisy and Eric's, too.
Yeah. Friendsgiving in the afternoon at Daisy and Eric's. And then I got to go out to Sidelines in Sparks to see an old school Reno band, Grunge Thrashers Convicted Innocent.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Play?
Huh?
They still play?
They got together for a one-time reunion show on Saturday.
That's pretty fucking cool.
And they played 5-6 songs. It was pretty cool. They had guys from the original lineup, Joe and Justin.
Oh, that's
then
it?
They had Bo and Mar. No. And then Sean and Eric and Mario.
They only played 5 or 6 songs.
I don't know. I was drinking a lot. It was more than that.
Oh, okay.
They played
for
roughly 45 minutes to an hour.
Okay. And Millions of Dead Cops at a guest set.
That would have been really cool.
Play Skinhead!
Oh, I also want to give props to The Attack, who's in between us and the Misfits, and they were awesome.
Yeah, everybody said those guys were pretty rad.
Was the entire crowd screaming for you to get off the stage so the Misfits would start sooner?
No.
Nice.
That's awesome.
They were digging you.
They loved it, yeah.
Yeah.
And we were short and sweet, man. We did our stuff. Hey, you got that queued up, man? You want to hear some of that?
I absolutely do.
Let's hear Liver Scar.
Let's check out
this is off the new album.
The new album, Meet the Liver Scars.
And what do you want to hear off it? Anything you want to say about the song?
No.
Do you play
the song
bass?
Speak for itself. These kick ass. These are songs about getting drunk. Felix is a brilliant poet.
What? All right, then, real quick on that, I'm just going to say and screw you if you don't agree with me.
Oh, what?
Our hearts go out to Jen Scafidi and the Scafidi family. Mom passed away this week, and this song's for you.
Oh no!
We love you.
Now do I play Gods and Guns?
Yeah, God and Guns.
For Jen's poor mom.
For Jen's mom.
Some punk rock for Jen's mom.
Okay. Yeah.
She'd be down.
Okay.
Jen's giggling right
oi,
now.
Oi, oi, oi.
I hope so.
Do yourself a favor and head on down to that bastion of Middle America Swing on through the book section just this once, so you can get a brand new Bible with all the socialism edited out. Then head back to Sporting Goods and pick yourself up a shiny new shotgun. That way you can stand guard against all those foreigners, queers, liberals. Keep sharp, stay proud, and remember, Jesus is there to reload. Gout and guns, oh, your favorite sons, you know.
Fucking rad. I need to go get that Bible with the socialism edited out, because that part always bothered me anyway.
And so much. You know, really, if you just chop off that one part, the New Testament, you got rid of most of it.
You guys talking about books.
Felix is an awesome.
I was calling Jesus a commie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Books.
How do you feel about that, Rick?
I think it's great.
I don't know. I'm being argumentative. Argue with me.
That
bit,
fell flat.
Faggot.
Damn.
I was looking up. Tom Gordon asked us to play a commercial.
Oh, really?
And I was looking it up, and he said it was on his Facebook, and I think I just found it.
Let's hear it.
A commercial for Tom?
Yeah, and I have no idea what this is. We were going to pre-listen to it, and then we never did.
Awesome.
Well, let's do it on the show.
Let's just do it.
You're like right now?
Yeah, I just clicked on it. Go to share the.
That's why I was.
Is it a commercial for like Tom?
Go to.
I saw Tom at the Convicted Innocence show in the what is it? The infamous BLT.
The Notorious.
Notorious BLT.
Yeah, it's a Pink Floyd cover band
with Ray Silva and Tom and Eric and Johnny Chu and a whole there's a stage full of people.
That's fucking rad, man. I wish I could see that.
Yeah,
that
Johnny was fun. Really, it was good to see Johnny too. It was good. He was in town
to see that.
But yeah, they only played a couple of songs and then
kudos
got on with
for getting
the show.
That. I saw Tom too last
Wednesday
night.
December 5th. Come be part of a.
I am so sorry. I just figured it out and got it to play.
Stutter boy.
All right,
sorry.
Let it reset.
Okay, so let's hope this really plays right. Here it is.
Live concert DVD filming.
Start
Wednesday
over.
Night, December 5th. Come be part of a live concert DVD filming.
Who's that
benefit
dork
the UN Army Music School. Multi-instrumentalist Todd Green will do his one-man show with over 30 instruments from around the world at the Nightingale Concert Hall on the UNR campus. Todd Green has worked with such music greats as Pat Metheny, Bill Frisell, Mike Stern, Vinny Cayuta, and George Benson. Wednesday, December 5th, 7:30 p.m., Nightingale Concert Hall. Tickets are $10. Visit the UNR Music Department website or call 784-3555 for tickets. Visit ToddGreen.com.
784-3555.
That was a really good commercial.
I know. See, this is why you pre-listen to stuff if you're on a real show. Like, make sure that it's not going to do
that
shit.
That was fun. I felt like it was an acid for a second.
State of the arts for fags,
why would
man.
Tom mix it like that?
You could, you know, just get a real internet connection.
I know. Well, no, and it's the...
You guys still use, net zero dial-up,
the
right?
The internet's fine.
56K.
The problem is that I'm using a computer that was left here by an ex-boyfriend. Talking 5 years ago.
When I still lived here.
The ex-boyfriend is on the soundboard?
No.
Oh, that's the current.
That would be a 12 years ago if that had happened. That was a reference to the Latino out there.
Hi, Latino.
Hi, Litos.
Hola, Chico.
Yeah, I'm still using Carlos's little computer from ages ago.
Wow, so yeah, that's ancient.
It's an ancient piece of shit, but it works.
I remember when that was the fastest thing in the house, too.
So, Tom, we played your commercial, and I'm sorry it sounded like shit.
But what was that phone number again, Rick?
It was legible. It was 7-8.
And, Rick, what was that phone number again? One more time.
A live concert DVD filming benefiting the UNR Music School. Multi-instrumentalist Todd Green will do his one-man show with over 30 instruments from around the site or call
it's like the Tom remix.
784-3555.
Tom, go home. You're drunk.
Tom did too much meth.
Oh my!
I thought he picked Mountain Dew.
DVD film.
This is what happens when he drinks Mountain Dew.
Multi instrumentalist Todd Green will do his one man show with over 30 instruments from around the world at the Nightingale Concert Hall.
Okay, we played it 3 times. Charge him $60.
Todd Green, right? That's who the bill goes to.
So yeah, we just saw Tom last night. He's actually working on the soundtrack for the movie.
Fucking cool. Rad.
Yeah, I'm getting really excited because Tom watched it, approved of it, and Spencer. Why don't Spencer tell him what he said about the movie in your class today, please?
Tom said it's really great.
No, you can talk more. You can
What was the movie about? I have no.
Oh God, we've been talking about this for months.
Okay, so Nowhere, Nevada. It's produced here in Reno by a bunch of Reno artists who came
together.
Acted,
starred, directed, cast, crewed, everything.
Written by a wonderful lady named Marianne, who was my partner in life, and big part of the scene. And she passed away, and she left this script. So we're getting the script done, and the movie is it's really fun and awesome, and it's kind of what me and Tom were saying last night too. He was saying it was like David Lynch, and then he saw in the beginning's kind of like Clerks, and I was like, yeah, it's Kevin Lynch, dude.
I have the extremely pivotal role.
Yes,
of
in it,
background dancer number
all
one.
All kinds of music that
for.
Dogwater Dick is recorded, is in it.
Yeah.
You know, I got my fingers all over that motherfucker, too. And every, you know, Felix, who was just singing on the Liver Scars there, he's
totally
got a cool role. Willis, the bartender. And
not as big as my role as dancer number four.
Oh.
Yeah. That's man. Pivotal.
I can't tell you what
fucking
it's about
Independent
too much.
Spirit Award coming your way. I feel it, bro.
There's a couple, and they go on a road trip. Yeah.
And they do some drugs, maybe. Yeah, there might be some
drugs
in
rock
this movie.
And roll.
That's what? Yeah. The three greatest things that ever happened.
It's a fun movie.
It's Reno.
It's a fun
movie. It's
very
Reno.
Yeah. So
it's also very Middlegate.
And we'll play another track from Liver Scars that's on that in a little bit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's actually going to be in the movie too. That's my tie-in for that for later.
So that's what the movie
behind the curtain right
Sweet.
Now.
Sweet.
But we
We're very
talk.
Excited. That's coming up sometime next year. It'll be screened.
Once it gets all fixed in the mix and what have you.
Right, exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
Guys, you guys know I'm an actor, right?
Okay. Jim, are you an actor as well as a comedian?
Or
an actor first?
I don't want to be braggadocious. I really don't.
Okay.
Any rate.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
We weren't going to let you be braggadocious.
No.
Yeah, I was helping you.
Then in my junior year of high school, I was voted not just the best actor, but the vest actor, because I always wore a vest. By the way, Roy, like your vest tonight.
Thank you.
And so if you guys just want to pitch something at me, I could do it.
Okay. Can you do Who's On First?
No. I mean, like, just give me a setup. I'll just kind of riff. I'll riff drama or comedy, whatever you want.
Oh, whose worst little line is it anyway? Is that what we're doing?
No, I'm gonna go with the setting is Madagascar. The speech is Saint Crispin's Day.
We few, we proud, happy few. I think it's time to party! Boop it, and then bongos. And a beatnik painting.
Very cool. Very cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well try, acted.
Let's try Venice Beach.
Okay.
California.
All right.
And you're a postman.
At a pizzeria.
You're a postman.
Okay. Fade from black. A postman sits in a pizzeria, head down, distraught, looks up. Postman. Oh, God. Is this going to happen today? Smash cut to car exploding.
I like it, dude. You're brilliant.
Finn.
Dude.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Short, sharp shock.
So, Jim, how long have you been doing comedianing?
This is my second time.
Comedian, Nana.
In Reno.
Mm-hmm. I even hate to say it, like a year.
No, oh, good. Hey.
Not even a year.
Right on.
We heard you voted the second best. What was it? What awards did you get?
I can now no longer, I guess, be a guest judge over at the Reno Tahoe Comedy because I now know a bunch of the comedians over there.
And you know right, some of us are really gave good.
I always gave you some of my highest point totals when I went and saw you perform.
Thank you, sir.
Two times I did.
Thank you, sir.
But no, you were one of one of my picks to win.
Vest lovers, yeah. You know. It's
they
got to
stick
fair.
Together.
Yep,
exactly.
Yep.
You got
to
stick together,
the other contestants. So.
But no, your creepy humor is creepy, and your humor is creepy.
Yeah, it's not especially creepy. I wouldn't say it's. No, yeah, it's creepy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you were saying you're an actor, you're the best actor in your class and all that, but you definitely do bring a character-based thing to some of your bits.
Oh, yeah, like if I'm just not doing a straight-out character, then, like, I always adopt the persona, but spoiler alert, the persona was taken on because, like, I kind of do set-up punchline humor for anyone who hasn't heard me, which is everyone who I'm sure is listening to this. But it's like I just do setup punchline humor, but my problem is I'm also got a big drinking problem, so I had to adopt that persona, that very slow paced persona, because I need to remember my jokes as they go.
I like your theory, sir.
Yeah,
I subscribe to some of this myself. That's a good way to go.
Yeah,
I heard that's how Stephen Wright does it.
Really?
Because he's just so fucked up, and so he goes.
He seems
slow.
Like a big smoker. Oh. Big smoker.
I don't know. I really don't.
I was just kidding. I'm throwing that out there.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for trying to bolster. I appreciate.
Well, do you have any set you want to give us a little piece of your set?
Don't you hate it when people do that?
I know.
Okay.
Or I asked the guy from Britain to talk American.
I listening audience, you know. Okay. I'll be the asshole.
Okay, so here's my newest joke, and it came up with this 2 days ago. And so I'll do it in my adopted persona. For the benefit of the listener,
it's real physical comedy.
Yeah, it's big. It's like you guys like Dane Cook. I'm kind of like Dane Cook.
Don't say that.
And it's just like I just
nobody likes Dane Cook.
Okay, so
he's got nice arms though. I'd bang him, but not. I don't like
you know
him.
What? He's so. Gross. Do you think him being so good looking has actually contributed to his success?
Oh
undeniably.
Yeah,
undeniably. Because it's like Eugene Merman, one of the funniest fucking people
he's
on earth.
Funny, dude.
But he's never going to hit Dane Cook levels because...
The idiots won't like him because he's not pretty.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so this is... I'm just throwing this out there. I've only done this joke one time. Thus far.
Knock, knock.
Okay, I'll do that one. No. So this is actually true. I read in an article that Christians who... promise to abstain from sex until marriage are 7 times more likely to engage in anal sex. And I just want you to know that God's loophole is not your butthole.
Ding.
I wish we had your board this week.
Right. It would kind of help with the whole the canned laugh. And all
I thought
that
was funny, dude.
I did, too.
That was good.
But now, okay, but on that, I mean, do you just go around telling people jokes in your daily, or do
no.
work off an audience?
No.
You sit down and create.
Like, my sorry, not speaking to the mic here.
Because I know a lot of comedians like who might be in another room right now practice a lot of their material while just in daily conversation.
No,
just
I have a couple people who I always bounce shit off of to see, you know, is this good? How can I tweak it? Just a couple people, three.
Editors.
Yeah, no, it's pretty much the three people who is like never steer me wrong and are actually really the funniest fucking people.
Does one
I know.
Of them dispense candy from her neck? Speaking in code.
Ooh.
No.
Okay.
Because I like I said before, they're the funniest comedians I know.
Salam.
So. But no,
and that one doesn't dispense things from your throat, Rick.
But no, I'll just bounce stuff off people and like, hey, does this land? How can I tweak it? So
yeah, okay.
I'm a mailman, and it's the most boring job on the face of the earth. You have nothing but your own thoughts to do all day long. So it's like it was my goal to write 3 jokes a day. Just then, you know, 30-second setup, punchliner, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or every now and again, a great character comes along, and I explore that character.
Now, do you walk around on your route pretending to be the character, except when you interact with people?
So, it depends on the character.
That would be awesome.
Do you still, to this day, do 3 a day?
Yeah. No, I make it a goal, and like 90% of them never see the light of day.
Cause sure.
It's like, look, you look back at it, you're like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's the same thing.
So you're not willing
poetry.
To reveal your 3 from today.
Yes, am
what
I?
What are today's 3 jokes?
He's pulling
Jim.
It out of the pocket, everybody. Oh. He's pulling some out of the pocket.
And if you are so ballsy. Oh,
hang on. This is okay. I got 3 here, but this is the only one I'm going to share from today.
All right. Here's the best one from today.
This is the best one, which is what I mean. 90% of these jokes don't see the light of day.
Right.
So here we go. So if you see somebody in Victorian dress and they don't say, hey, your carriage doesn't have any horses, you know they're not a time traveler, so they're probably just a fag.
Okay, that's I like that. But we're all nerds and fags. So.
No shit. Steampunkers and shit.
That was like comedy ICS, right?
Right. Yeah. So well, Jim, I'll give this challenge to you. If you want, give us your best joke every week. Call me at 7:30.
Oh, nice.
And nobody listens to the show, so it'll be fun.
It'll be great. You'll make us and some musicians laugh or not.
Okay. Sure, I can do that. Just call in.
Yeah, we'll call it. It'll be Jim's joke of the week.
Nice.
So it doesn't have to be your best of the day. You got 21 jokes to choose from. Well, or I guess 15. You do get 2 days off.
Dude, I'm
right?
down with that every week.
Okay.
Be good. Yeah. Give Rory's number and call in.
Or if you forget, do it the next week. You know, whatever.
Yeah. No.
So far, so good. Dude.
That sounds pretty
great.
Dude. And you know, I was banging a mailman for a while, and when you walked in that outfit, it brought it all back.
can you drop beeps on here?
You can say fucking shit, dick,
well,
cunt.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is, can you drop beeps? What was his name?
And he's straight. I really can't doubt him.
What?
He can't. No, that it'd not be kosher.
I thought he said I can't doubt him.
Oh, I can't do that either.
I think that guy's bisexual at least, Rick.
No, I was a special exception.
No, one of the first podcasts
That's
I ever
bullshit.
Did.
It's fucking rad, is what it was.
It's fucking posturing.
It's like banging a lesbian. Yeah,
exactly. Who just wanted to screw you?
Yeah,
and every woman.
Ding.
That's nice.
That's nice.
No, the first podcast I ever did, I accidentally outed somebody, and like I had to call the person the next time. Like, oh fuck, you got to take that part out, dude. I mean, I know he's out with a lot of people, but I don't know if he's
out to the general
how
public.
Travel, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So, well, we had Kevin Dunn on here, so we're cool.
Yeah,
we got it handled.
And how did you know he was the mailman?
I saw Hamburger today. He'd be laughing about that right now.
With that hamburger hand.
Yeah.
Just get a
hamburger fucking.
Let me get some mayo.
Deep up in there.
So no. Gross. I'm hungry for hamburger.
No, I'm just saying to Kevin Dunn.
Would you like a side
beeped.
Of fries with this?
Oh, yeah.
He got beeped the fuck when he was on here loaded. He started sprouting all kinds of people.
Oh, yeah, like give it to him. No, the thing that had to be beeped was he gave out his address and told people to stop by or, no, somebody that he pissed off.
Yeah.
I live at, and I'm like, I better
Oh, yeah,
that
no,
out.
I believe it was, yeah, I remember that now, yeah.
He got beeped a lot.
He gave
That's
out somebody else's
We
address.
Never beep get... anything. We beep the fuck out of Kevin Dunn. Yeah. It's like, we're doing this for your safety, bro. You know?
He's all, fuck you, and I live at this, and you can come fucking fight me anytime. No, Kevin.
It was funny.
You can't do
very,
that.
Very funny. Anyway. So
I say let's hit up another song.
Hey, do line them up. This one's on the Nowhere Nevada soundtrack by the Liver Scars.
All right.
That's not a problem. Going heavy on the mind. Time for us to get swinging. We'll drive live louder tonight. Talk it down with the big champ. We're gonna ready and steady go. Bet your money. Let's get switching. We'll stop. Drop and roll. Line 'em up. Line 'em up. Line 'em up and turn the back around. Line 'em up. Line 'em up. Line 'em up.
Hi, Penny.
Yeah, it's a shame.
So, can we have a guitar in here?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, but I mean, like, is it plugged in, mic'd or anything?
No. No. But we didn't it's plan okay. any of that.
He can just play it. We had somebody show up. Well,
yeah, Jim's friend, what was your name again?
Hey, guys, I wasn't even planning on stopping by.
I'm glad you did. We didn't have a musical guest, and Jim called you and said you would do this. So.
Yeah, you know.
What's your name again, dude?
Gary Mayflower.
Hi,
my
Gary.
My name's Gary Mayflower.
Welcome to the show.
And, goodness gracious me. I seem to have forgotten a pick. Does anyone have a...
I have a plectrum. Which is just weird.
Oh.
Because Roy Dowd is playing guitar on Monday nights at Open Mic at Jub Jub's.
Hey, come down and check out the worst little open mic, the Blazing Mics.
That's right.
At Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor. Best musician this evening receives a $25 gift certificate. And I believe for at least this week, maybe next week, all performers get one drink on the house.
We're taking Gary down there tonight. So.
Yeah. Gary, you play rock and roll?
No, actually, know how good this sounds. is it picking up very much?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
good.
We can hear.
Okay,
it
sounds good.
Okay.
As long as you're soft-spoken.
No. You know, kids have a lot of problems nowadays, and I just try and help guide them through those problems. And
what age are these kids here?
Oh, you know, about? You know what I always say? I always say, a kid. From the age of 9 to 90.
But not 91.
No, that's gross. I'm sorry. Was something funny? So this is a song. It's like sometimes kids are they're afraid to cry. And that's not okay. Because, guys, here's a song. Gary Mayflower, check me out on MySpace and GeoCities. Kids, are you afraid to cry? 'Cause you fell down and skinned your knee. Don't be so sad. So sad. Where's your mom? Where's your dad? Dad lost the custody hearing. Who's mommy's new friend. Mommy's new friend. What's his name and what's his address? Does he pay attention or talk on the phone a lot? Like, for example, if you were to get his attention, you should just walk right up behind him and say, it's okay to cry. You're a special guy. You're... Oh, goddamn. Your mommy's new friend.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Kids also need to be safe. So here's a little song about who it's okay to open the door for and who it's not okay to.
It's an important lesson for all of our young listeners.
I'm used to playing to classrooms, and so this.
We're an accredited program. The School of Hard Knocks.
There's usually a little interaction with this song.
Oh, okay.
And
do we clap?
No.
We will appropriately.
Yeah, we can clap.
We pay attention like toddlers.
Kids, who can you open that door for? Hey, kids, is it okay to talk to a teacher?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Hey, kids, when the door knocks and the doorbell rings and it's a police officer, can you trust a police officer?
Yes.
No.
No. Sometimes in the custody battle, the judge will just straight fuck you, and then you have to take your kids to another state. You'll assume names and it's not real great. They have trouble assimilating, but if you answer the door for people who daddy doesn't show up with a loaded shotgun at the door, you don't understand what your mom did, so he'll be arrested. And it's all your fault. You'll never see your dad. I'm sorry. I'm trying to help kids. It's something funny.
We're not laughing at you, sir.
Yeah, you just made me thinking of my own divorce.
You know, I have a song for grown-ups, too. Once again, Gary Mayflower. Check me out on MySpace in GeoCities.
We should get a Facebook page.
That sounds interesting.
Well, did you ever go to the place she wanted you to go?
And all her friends were there. All her friends were there, and they made fun of you cause you're kinda overweight, and you said, I'm trying to make the best of a bad situation, but she doesn't understand that it's like, you know, it's like any relationship, it's like it's 50% and 50%. It's not 100% from one side. Nobody makes 100% of mistakes ever. Hey guys. Marriage is hard. Relationships are tough. And then sometimes it's like, really? I get to see the kids 3 times a week, but then suddenly when your new friend shows up, I can't see them anymore. Is this what you're fucking doing? Is this your life? Who are you? You're not the person I used to know. You're not the person I used to know.
Yeah. Well done, sir.
Ding.
Should write more songs for grown-ups.
Gary, you are a musical genius. I'm going to say it.
You are local?
Hi.
Or do you live in Tahoe?
You know, no. I am a local Reno musician. And thank you, musical genius. But, sir, I hardly think I'm a Michael Bolton.
Yeah, I didn't say you were that good.
You guys want to hear a cover of...
We'll take one more.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear one more song, Gary. One more. Okay.
Oh, just one more. Okay.
We'll feel it out after this.
High-pressure media
situation.
We
have to get to the next part of the show, and we don't want to rush out. Plus, Jim is waiting.
Does Gary want to take the quiz?
I think we do a Jim versus Gary on the quiz. If you want to stick around, Gary, and do the quiz with us.
Oh, I think that might be a little of a challenge.
Right. It'd be fun. What do you think, Jim?
Would hey, that be guys. Cool yeah, no, totally. Yeah, sounds good. Hey, Gary, why don't you go ahead and put the guitar down?
Oh, okay. Sounds good.
But
kids, just remember that there's no such thing as monsters. Just your mommy's new friend is a vampire. He's waiting for you to fall asleep and pull your head off.
Were you going to do one more cover?
Yeah, what about the cover?
Yeah.
Come on, Gary.
Jim, we like him.
Well, this this is it's rock and roll.
Does that have syncopation?
We're fond of.
I don't know what that word means. this is Bob Marley's Tomorrow, When You're Going to Die. I know four chords and I use them well. Space account tomorrow.
Gary Mayflower. Facebook.
Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
I know that last
song. Check him out on SoundCloud.
I think that last song might actually be able to be edited out and we can just print it.
It's okay, Gary. These things happen. It's life.
You know, I'm not comfortable in front of a lot of microphones.
Gary, we're going to fix it in post.
I said I'm not comfortable in front of a lot of microphones.
Those aren't microphones. Those are penises.
No.
I voted for Romney, and
that's okay.
We're
just glad you voted.
I just didn't want to vote for the gentleman who carried the mark of Cain.
Wow! Wow! You have some rather run of the mill political opinions. Rick, is it time?
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's make it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for joining us once again for the worst little quiz in the world.
It stinks.
Where I'm going to be asking Jim and maybe Gary a series of randomized questions that I will then score completely subjectively at my own whim. Are you ready?
I am. And I am as well.
Excellent. Your mother, your brother, or your lover trapped on a desert island, who do you cannibalize first? Jim?
Probably my brother, just because I don't like him.
That's always a good choice.
We've had that answer before.
It's a very good choice,
Tommy,
sir.
My brother's an asshole. That's over here. Anyway.
And Gary?
What were the choices again?
Mother, brother, or lover?
Ex-wife's not on there?
You could say lover.
That would count.
Ex-lover.
Then let's go with that one.
Okay, all right. A nice little dead heat here at the beginning. Name the celebrity you would ruin a current relationship to be with.
Anyone, really. Celebrity?
Are they famous?
Celebrity it implies famous.
Who's your favorite celebrity then? I mean, it's the easy answer.
There's the easy go-tos like ScoJo. Yeah. Or Jeannie and Garofalo 15 years ago. If time travel's an equation.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because
when you weren't fucking, that is, you totally
you can
to
specify
out.
As they are now or as they were in their prime.
Okay.
That is, yeah.
We never had Jeannie Garofalo.
Phyllis, and, Phyllis Diller as she is now?
Yes, yes.
Back in the day, ooh, Diller.
Christina Hendricks from Mad Men.
Nice.
Ah, yes.
Gary?
Gary?
Well, my wife has actually been on pledge drives when they show the local stations. She was on one of those, so that counts as a celeb.
Nope.
So you'd eat her and
that is
leave
your current
relationship.
No, it's my ex-wife. I am currently in a relationship with a fine young lady.
Oh, and you'd ruin and that to be with your ex-wife?
I don't.
The bitch?
I don't know if I could say that.
Gary,
I would.
She's fucked you up, man.
Well, one man's opinion is another pan's wayfarer's pants.
I sense something in your song. Excuse me.
You gotta let it go, man.
How often do you masturbate, Jim?
Recently, not. But it's because I got a weird thing going on with one ball.
Okay.
Yeah. It gets painful.
Well yeah.
Like at the point of climax or all the time?
No, it's after vigorous activity.
Damn.
Sustained.
I once knew a guy who jizzed
exercise.
Blood, so you should watch out for
that. Is that for real?
Like all the time?
I'm not making that up. Well, I only saw it once, but yeah, it was pretty
disturbing.
You
can't jizz blood, dude.
You can so.
No, I
fucking
if something's torn, I guess. Oh,
yeah.
Holy shit.
Terrifying. Yeah,
was it painful?
I don't know.
That is not only disgusting, but it is fucking terrifying.
That's like...
I edit this out?
That's like...
What's his name?
I don't remember. It's back when I was a teenager, so...
Wow.
That's like you're guaranteed to guess an STD. There's no way out of that.
Gary, how often do you touch yourself, sir?
I have taken a vow to not do that until I feel it's appropriate for me to begin... And, you know, this is honestly kind of crass. I am a children's songwriter.
aren't you a man, though? You've had sex, correct?
A gentleman never tells.
Actually, we're going to... Actually, and on that note, we're going to dovetail and jump ahead to our next question. Gary, can you tell me where and when you lost your virginity?
Well, it was when I was in the Navy... I must have been, 19. I was shore leave. It was a fleet week in New York. And I swear the second I stepped off the dock, it must have been a sock full of quarters. And just across the base of my skull. You know, it wasn't an overall good experience, but I did walk out with a really nice diver's watch.
Oh, man, Jim.
Jim, can you top that one?
17. You know, girl named Marissa Baker. I saw on Facebook, and I can't even, say, hey, what's going on now?
And just regular bedroom car.
It was in my parents' house when my parents were home in my bedroom.
Ooh, see, that gets extra points.
Sneaky.
Yeah, yeah.
With the parents at home.
Sneaky little fuck.
Parents were at home, did not have a lock on the door. And,
even more points.
And it was seriously minutes before dinner time, so any moment they could have barged in.
Wow,
danger.
Really? Mm-hmm. See, now that completes the story.
Did
that's
the excitement
much
cause you to finish in 2 seconds?
No, because it was I was so nervous. It was my first time. I was wearing a condom. Hey, guys, seriously, fucking no condoms. Come on, seriously. You can't feel that shit. You can't feel it, especially when it's a 15-year-old girl. She was 15. It was age appropriate. It was age appropriate at the time. I have to point that out. But, yeah, so that was pretty great. So, didn't finish, and then we finished later that day and night. And
same condom.
Turn it inside out.
No, I think I brought a 3-pack because I'm dude, I'm at the fucking gas station. I'm going to roll hard.
Yeah.
Got the 3-pack.
3-pack.
It's when Trojan boxes were still white, if anyone remembers that.
Wow. That was a minute ago. kind of unremarkable small package. Yeah. let's see.
And Gary, we're sorry about that. But Hey. You have her sympathies.
Oh, yes, hey. Thank you.
But hey, that is a nice watch you have on.
In all of history, who would you have a fist fight with, Jim?
Okay. Honestly, I've spent a little bit of time thinking about this, no joke.
Sure.
George Washington or Abraham Lincoln, because they actually both used to wrestle. They were both pugilists.
They were fisticuff guys. Yeah, yeah.
So I think it'd be great.
Now I'm picturing both of them in a singlet.
Marcus of Queensberry.
$100 bill, bitch.
Come on, King George, what the fuck you got?
And now, Gary, in all of history, who would you have a fist fight with?
Well, I'm not exactly certain of his name, but apparently my kids call him Uncle Mike. So his great-grandfather, and it wouldn't be a fist fight so much as I would just hit him in the balls with a steel rod for 20 minutes at the age of 15 to make sure he never reproduced. I know that creates a paradox, but it's what I want.
That's a good answer, Gary.
That is a pretty good answer, Gary.
Time travel.
I'm not sure who's winning here. Let's see.
Oh, it's a competition?
Yeah, you're going to lose, bitch.
Gary. Well, all right, I'll start with Jim here. Jim, you're a comedian. Has it ever gotten you laid? Like, the charm, the suave, the chick coming up to you go, wow, that was a great set, can I suck your dick? I mean, has anything like that ever happened?
I don't know if that's ever happened directly as a result of stand-up comedy, but there has been ladies who have shown interest because it's like, hey guys, I'm just gonna say it, when you're as good as I am, I mean, I'm not joking, I'm pretty fucking good. It's like,
they laugh their way all the way out of the
bedroom. When you become the most important guy in the room, they want to strike up the conversation, and then things roll.
There you go. Well, then I would say that's a big yes on that.
Okay,
that's
a big yeah. Yeah.
And Gary,
you're a children's musician, yeah. And I'm kind of loath to ask this, but has it ever gotten you laid?
Yes, because I played a lot of schools, and you know what? Sometimes there is there's a teacher there who is, I'm sure, somewhere deep into the autism spectrum, and she feels sad. And gentlemen, I have touched more than one booby.
Congratulations, sir.
Because they're like, you seem so sad. I'm like, yeah, I am. I'm very sad. I'm very...
So you're okay with playing your own pity card?
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Pity titty's good, dude.
Pity titty.
Fuck it.
If it wasn't for pity, I wouldn't have seen a vagina in the last 6 years.
Aww.
By the way, me and my wife got married 6 years ago. And this was going to be our anniversary today. And,
Don't cry.
Yeah, no. Hey, have a drink there, Jim.
Oh, he said yeah, no.
That'll make everything better, Jim. Gary.
Guys, I feel kind of bad because I brought him on.
It's okay. If you have a drink, too, it'll feel better. Good.
Okay. Yeah. I met him at a bus stop. He was talking about how a lawyer fucked him. Man.
Oh. Yo, I can sympathize, man. It seems like Gary's in a sensitive place and he's still taking things pretty hard. How long ago, Gary, did you and your ex make it a separation? And you know, when did you break up?
Oh, it must have been 4.5 years ago.
Gary.
So you were married for 6 months?
No, you know...
And you had how many kids?
Legally, yes, 6 months. Emotionally, forever.
Did you have children?
Yeah. We adopted 2 Chinamen. And
Chinamen? What are they, 47?
Oh, no, they're young Chinamen. But nimble hands. And, so we adopted 2 Chinamen. We have 2 of our own. And
what are their
names,
please?
Oh, there's Lo, Zhu. Those are the Chinamen. And 2 of our own, Michael and Bethany. And then we also adopted some special needs kids who we refer to as Quarter Eater and Pot Pie.
Quarter Eater, Pot Pie.
They're good names.
Bethany,
Gary,
Lozo, and Michael. Just Michael.
Oh,
I wish I had been taking notes.
that was all.
I know Bethany, definitely. Hang on.
Gosh,
you know, I haven't seen them in so long because the lawyer fucked me. So, yeah. That's how it goes.
All right. When's the last time you drove drunk, Gary?
I don't think I ever have, actually.
Really?
No. I pass on grass.
Drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jim? You never do that, I'm sure. Not thousands of times, I'm sure. What would you like for your last meal, Jim?
Like death row prisoner or just like...
Just, you know it's going to be your last meal. You get to pick anything you want. You don't have to be death row. The earth could just be under imminent disaster.
10 pounds of bacon.
Oh,
nice.
That's a fine answer there, sir. And I'm pretty sure I know the answer to another question.
I was just thinking that too.
And, well, a little bit of steak thrown in there too.
Yeah.
Gary, what would you have for your last meal?
I'd probably have maybe a couscous or a watercress salad or...
You can have them all.
Okay.
Just keep going.
Yeah, I could just sample. And then, have you guys been to Chipotle? Oh my gosh. So good. You can make your own burrito. There's chicken and steak. And
you want a buffet for your last meal?
No, no. Chipotle.
It's Chipotle, watercress nuts, right? Or what was it?
Yeah, watercress salad. You know, anything fresh and good, because I want to live the way... I want to die the way I've lived, and it's...
Excuse me, Gary.
I need to confer. You excuse me, sir.
That's a big fat zero, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's a low scoring.
Okay, I'll give him 10 points.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I forgot it was a competition. I would eat 11 pussies.
Okay, that just bumps the score right back up there.
Bit,
yeah,
Gary.
By 11
a little
points.
Bit.
So, Gary, you're going down on a girl, and you encounter a warm, crispy piece of bacon. Do you eat it?
Well, I am not a vegan, but is it lodged into an orifice?
It's just down there.
Good question.
It's nice, crispy.
It's more kind of tucked into a groove.
Is it like a landing strip, but a bacon strip?
Yes.
It could.
Have I hydrated sufficiently that day?
Yes.
Sure.
I would probably have some, and I would put some aside for later.
Jim. Jim, same question.
Same question. I believe your question actually was, would I do it again?
Yeah, that's right. That's the man's answer.
That's it. 10 pounds worth.
Gary, has anybody asked you if you are a man? Have we...
No, that's never really happened.
Just checking.
Which is fine.
Just checking.
Because I...
What is the member of the Breakfast Club? Or excuse me. Breakfast Club or Rocky Horror?
Yeah, the Breakfast Club. He's
what is the member of the Breakfast Club that you most identify with, Gary?
Oh. Ally Sheedy?
Very good.
You are such a princess.
No, that'd be Claire. And Jim.
Member of the
Breakfast Club. Same question. Member of the Breakfast Club.
You know, I'm in a mix between Emilio Estevez and Judd Hirsch. Wait. Yes.
Yeah, all right.
We've
never
had Judd Hirsch.
That's your answer.
No. That's 100% accurate.
And an old Jewy jock guy.
I taped his buns together.
All right. I think that brings us to Nick.
A little rapid fire?
Rapid fire between all the two guys here.
Gary, Elvis or the Beatles?
Neither.
Oh, Jim.
Jim,
why are you stepping
guys.
On Gary's answer?
Sorry. Ask Gary.
Okay, so Jim said neither. Gary, what do you say about Elvis and the Beatles? Or the Beatles?
Beatles.
Nice. Okay, let's go pizza or pasta? Gary?
Who? Pasta.
Jim?
Like a nice pesto, or maybe a white sauce of some sort. I'd have to go pizza.
All right. gay or ginger?
Clarify?
Gay or ginger?
Either you are or have to do. Would you rather be gay or ginger?
Or who'd you do? Gay or ginger?
Ginger.
You know, I'm sorry, am I supposed to answer this?
Yeah. Gary, okay. Please.
Okay.
You're on it.
A gay ginger would be ideal.
Well, hey, nice. Now.
Extra points for that.
Hang on, wait. I like ladies, especially my ex-wife. She was not a beard.
For the record.
All right, Jim, Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Gary?
Coke.
Oh, you both like Coke.
Coke!
Come on, Riku.
It's not as sweet.
Podcast or radio? Gary?
Podcast.
Thank you. And Jim?
Is it Dom Imus?
So radio then.
Don Imus.
Wait, oh no, God. I mean, is it any radio or Dom Imus? Dom Imus.
It's any other radio.
Well, if it's not Dom Imus, then definitely podcast.
Dom Imus. Hey, yo, what's up? I'm Dom Imus.
All right, Gary, weed or beer?
I don't imbib.
Jim?
Imbib.
Yes.
Good man.
All right.
Ding.
Let's go with...
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up or arrested.
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Either one, Jim or Gary, chime up.
Beat up.
Gary?
I wouldn't like either of those, but if it was to be one, I would prefer to be arrested on false charges.
That's a good answer.
Actually, that's fair.
All right, let's go for the comedian. We'll go Don Rickles or Eddie Murphy.
Ooh, that's a tough call, because Don Rickles is a legend. Mm-hmm. Eddie Murphy's kind of a legend, but then he just dropped off. I mean, he did 10 great years of stand-up.
And then he got caught with a transvestite.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what it is. That's what it is. And then he started doing all the kids' movies and Disney flicks.
I don't know. I'd say it's a 50-50 split on that one, honestly.
All right. Gary, do you have a preference?
I really like this fellow called Brian Regan.
Oh, that'll work. Favorite comedian, Brian Regan.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very good.
Yeah, that guy is awesome.
All right.
Well, go to the stunner.
The stunner. Oh, blind or deaf? Which is not the stunner, but we're working around there.
Jim, would probably... it's a tough call. I always wish, paraplegic was thrown in there, because paraplegic is the easy one. Like, oh, yeah. As long as you still got use of your, facilities. You know what I'm saying, gentlemen?
Well, we'll take a C answer if you want.
You could be a paraplegic and just have lost the use of your arms.
Ah, it's so tough, because, I do so much auditorily and I do so much visually. I will say...
losing points.
It's blind.
Gary?
I think it would be a gift if anyone were given a disability, because then you learn who you really are and who your real friends are. So I would pick both.
If you stick around late enough, Rick can help Gary. You walk funny.
yeah.
AIDS or cancer?
Hello, AIDS. Because it's not a death sentence anymore. M-A-O-Y. M-A-O-Y.
Mayo? Mayo Clinic?
MAOI inhibitors.
Oh, MAOI inhibitors. Okay.
Right.
They do a wonderful job.
I haven't been keeping up.
And Jimmy?
What kind of cancer?
All of it.
Like quick cancer?
Slow
cancer. Quick cancer, slow cancer. Ball
slow.
Cancer?
Who knows? I think we know your answer.
I'll take quick cancer.
All right.
Quick cancer.
Did you have one for the finale?
Yeah. Okay. Well, did you ask music versus movie?
Oh, yeah, right. But we already know. Nah. Oh, you know what I'm going to do?
All right.
Star Wars or Lenny Bruce?
Ooh. Jim is obviously pained by this question.
Okay.
Gary's making it fit. I'm not sure.
Okay, here's...
I don't think he knows who Lenny Bruce is.
here's the problem with Star Wars versus Lenny Bruce. It's like you're really... It's actually the exact same problem for both of them. Because early work, awesome. Latter work, bullshit.
Yeah. But all of that, all of it. Like, you have to pick a universe that has one or the other, but not both.
Between the two, like the entire, movie is still relevant.
Sorry, the entire catalog
of... Oh, Rick.
The entire catalog of both?
Yeah. One is stricken from all history.
I'll go Lenny Bruce.
Yeah.
I just hated the last... The prequel so much. Right. So much.
Fucks it up.
And now Disney gets to make the last three.
I know.
Gary, do you know who Lenny Bruce is?
No, but I really enjoyed Captain Picard. So I would pick Star Trek.
Ooh.
That works.
All right.
That we sometimes have that.
We do like
anyway.
We do like the Captain Picard here.
All right.
It was a very tight race, boys. Coming in at just over 200 points apiece. Our big winner is Jim.
Oh, woo! Right.
204
eat
points.
Eat it, Gary Mithler. Eat my dick. Hey, I don't think there's a reason to say it. No, eat it. No.
Hey, guys, this is sort of a public forum.
You only win stickers. It's not a big deal.
Gary, put down the bottle. Don't break it.
Okay.
You've got wild eyes. Jim's just sitting there.
All right. Gary, we're going to have to ask you to leave. We're going to spend the rest of the show with Jim.
Okay. Well, guys, thank you so much.
Hey, it was good to meet you. And people can find you on MySpace and GeoCities.
And I'm actually starting a Twitter account, The Real Gay Mary Flower.
Gary.
Gary Mayflower is your friend.
The gay
and
Mary
not
Flower.
A registered sex offender. I don't need to register. Hashtag don't need to register.
Well, thank you, Gary. Hashtag don't need to register. Get the hell out of here. Don't let the door hit your ass on the
thank
way
you.
Out.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
A bit gay, wasn't he?
Yeah, a little. Thank you, John.
Conflicted, I think.
Thank you, Sir Duke. Poor guy. Really, you met him at a bus stop?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that again.
Don't bring him back.
Yeah. No, I don't even know why I was at the bus stop. I imagine that's just where I woke up.
I kind of
like... Because you're hardcore like that.
I enjoyed his music for a minute. It was funny, you know, and it hit some... personal stuff.
So, yeah, it was touching music.
It was touching, but,
yeah.
Nice.
When he picked that bottle up, dude, we cannot have that kind of...
Yeah, violence, you know, in the studio. No.
We don't have security yet. We just barely have an intern, so...
And it's not even like he's Felix.
No insurance, you know.
So, did we want to hit up another song?
That's a good idea.
Rick, what do you got queued up for us? Is it Nowhere Nevada? Is it Liver Scars? Is it...
I'll drink to that!
All right.
Hey, can intern... bring another Bruce.
Speaking
in
of
here?
Drinking.
Fuck yeah.
All right, interns on it, and here's some music.
Yeah, I'll drink to that.
shoot the fucking light.
Cheers.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, no.
That came out pretty good. Everybody drink.
It did.
No, that.
Again, a great recording.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak.
Those tracks are sounding really good.
Fucking yeah.
So yeah, man. Whew. It's a good show so far.
So far, so good.
I'm enjoying it. But yeah. Now I believe it's about time to look ahead to the weekend forecast. It's fucking Thanksgiving. That's what's happening this week.
Yeah.
No shit. What are you guys doing?
Riku and I are doing a tour of friends' Thanksgivings.
Oh, cool.
I am not cooking a fucking turkey for me and a six-year-old. I'm going to embrace the single dad thing, and it was either go visit all a bunch of friends or make Hungry Man dinners for Thanksgiving, which is also valid and acceptable.
Uh-huh.
The Hungry Man TV Thanksgiving
is awesome. As
long
as you guys are together.
Awesome.
You're taking her around, though?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we're going to like stop by one's friend's place, like, you know, noon to two, go to somewhere else for 2 to 4, somewhere else for dinner, 4 or 5, and then somewhere else for dessert. And then at that point, she will be so full of food that she will hopefully be in a coma, and I can just pour her into the car and take her home.
That sounds good, man.
Very cool, yeah, man.
No, we've had a bunch of really good friends. You know, a lot of people we know in common. Some Sues, some Monas, some Joys.
Cool.
Some Fuquas. A bunch of people have extended their open arms to me and Riku for this holiday.
And oddly enough, Common. The rapper, you said.
Oh yes, Common. Yeah, no. He's the afternoon.
Drink again.
Damn.
Yeah.
Rika's actually really looking forward to this concept of traveling around the city and visiting people instead of just staying at home.
I like it that way.
Yes, she does. Yes, you do, honey. Thank you.
What are you doing, Rick?
He's
going to go to his mom's house?
Mom's house, which is fucking the best because you show up, you eat food, you leave.
I could probably crash
shit.
That one, too.
Oh, hell yeah. They would with open arms and say hi to Riku, and that'll be going on. And then on the weekend,
actually, that's
I got
not a bad idea.
And then I think I got Suda and Preston's new band coming in this weekend. Oh.
What's the name of it?
I don't know.
Nobody
I wrote it
does.
Down Preston and Suda's band.
Like Suda, like Z's brother?
Post-war? Yeah. Heard me? Yeah, Z's brother.
Okay.
Totally.
I didn't know he's back in town. I mean, I've
Suda?
Been out of the loop for a long time, but last time I heard he moved to LA, that was like
I
10
was
years
a
ago.
Minute ago. Yeah, and he most recently was in The Walk of Shame. And they broke up. I was there for the breakup. It was awesome. Yeah.
They put their album out and broke up.
A couple
Common
weeks later.
Reno.
No, they didn't put the album out. We did.
Oh, they didn't even put it out.
They finished the album completely, didn't put it out, and then they broke up.
And then somebody said something, and somebody else's girlfriend might have gotten mad. And then that was the end of that wasn't just the end of the band, that was the end of the show. at 9:45.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty dramatic, and I don't know. I didn't expect anything else out of a Jeff Dunn band.
Damn it.
Love you, Jeff.
Yeah.
And
wow, that sucks.
And your big old man boobies. Rick, you're doing... Okay, Nick, that's what I meant to say.
I'm going to be driving...
Shut up.
I'm going to be driving to San Diego with Maya and Quentin. Ooh. To go see my pop and my great... Or Quentin's great-grandfather, my grandfather, Nick.
Red.
First Nick.
The one who owns that, so, or who used to own that
Nick,
guitar?
Nick. No, that was actually my Grandpa Roger's guitar. Oh.
Are you Nick Jr.?
I'm Nick the Third.
Nick Jr. would be rad because that's like
a
the
channel.
TV channel. Yeah.
For children, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not Nick Jr.
You're Nick the Third, really?
You can just tell everyone you're number 62.
Dude, like there's a band name right there, Nick the Third.
Yeah. It's kind of noble.
I like it.
But I still didn't name my kid Nick, because I was like, I don't know. He just didn't look like one. He was pale skin, ginger.
Blondie.
Irish-looking kid. Yeah. So I gave him a Quentin. It was more European name than Nick, you know, the fourth.
Good job.
Sorry, Dad.
Jim, what are your plans for the holiday?
Sorrow visiting.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Well, say hi. I'm trying to avoid that party that day.
Yeah.
I think we know what Gary was going to go do.
Off himself?
stalk his ex-wife.
Just stand on the side, pressing his face
or
against
go kill that lawyer or something.
A little drool.
Poor guy.
And Spencer, climb up to the mic there, son. Spencer, what are your holiday plans?
I'm actually hanging
out. Boo! Fucking boring!
Go ahead, son. Say that again. I missed it entirely.
I'm hanging out with Jim.
Excellent. Well, I hope you guys enjoy drinking in the gutter together.
Yeah.
Don't lose all your quarters at 1UP.
All you listeners out there who are actually caught it on Thanksgiving Day, happy Thanksgiving Day.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully some of you are listening.
Yeah.
When you're avoiding family and whatnot.
You know, when you're ducking out for smoke breaks because your mom's kind of a cunt.
Exactly. Because that's what Thanksgiving's really all about.
Or you could man the turkey and just keep the headphones on and stay away from your...
I'm basting. Conflict. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Everybody have a very safe and happy holiday. There's a lot of travel. There's a big storm rolling in tomorrow. Like, so don't be stupid. And we'll see you on the flip side or some of that kind of crap.
Sounds good.
Then this weekend, there's a bunch of birthday parties I know, like at Jub Jub's and Strega. I believe both Friday and Saturday, one of them has birthday parties.
Right on.
There's always stuff going around town the night of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's true.
Like hepatitis.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Get but off. You know more about that.
Yeah. Wear gloves.
Can I plug something real quick?
Oh, absolutely. Please.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Do you have a website or a Facebook page you want people to touch?
I have no internet presence right now. Long story. But anywho.
Old. I know.
So not this Thursday because it's clearly Thanksgiving. But next Thursday, Great Basin is doing the comedy competition, and it's the finals. So here's the problem. A lot of people tend to pack the crowd, and they're not the best comedians.
But they have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm. So I would encourage people to actually show up and vote for the funniest
actual
people.
You know what? Yeah. I will say I noticed a little of that in some comedy shows I've come out to.
Yeah.
And yeah, they bring a lot of friends, but they kind of suck.
Yeah.
You don't have any friends, and you're really funny.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Both of those statements are accurate, I would feel.
Why are you bringing guys like Gary over here?
Right? Me?
Hey, guys, you know what? He actually covered a $7,000 debt I owed to the mob, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome for a guy you met at a bus stop.
I know. He just happened to have any cash in a duffel bag.
Why didn't he sponsor us? Damn it.
Our little Gary Mayflower portion of the show.
Yeah.
Jim's joke brought to you by Gary Mayflower.
We should sell some Gary Mayflower albums off the podcast.
We could
Dog
do that.
Water, Cherry Bear. That'd be fucking rad.
That would be a lot of fun. I think.
Anyway.
Yeah.
If you do see Gary, tell him to come back too because we would love to.
And
love
wish him a very happy
Thanksgiving. Once he gets his anger management under control.
And then I'm going to shout out, not this weekend, but next, the 30th. It is the big Movember shave-off at lots of places around town. And I'm going to be emceeing a show at Lincoln Lounge with Spencer. Who am I doing this show with again?
The Big Bad, Knowledge Lives Forever, and Drinking with Clowns.
Going to be a tight little set. End out the month with that.
Oh.
Oh, right. And Jim's got one more thing to plug.
Hang on. I'm sorry. I was supposed to be on this show, and then I had to drop out because I'm going to see fucking Kyle Kinane and Pete Holmes in San Francisco on the same day, which I am not going to pass up for this terrible show. But I still promised I would plug it. At Lucky's on the same day of the 30th.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit on the 30th.
It's some bands and some comedy and, yeah. So Lucky's on the 30th. That's really all the information I have.
Awesome. Good plug.
Nice read. I felt bad because I actually signed up for the show and I said, oh, I'll plug the shit out of it. And then like I thought I was on last week. And
Yeah.
You know. And then like in the
go to Lucky's after you come see me at Lincoln Lounge.
or don't.
And then I guess since we're already on this pluggy thing, a week after that.
Yep.
Merry Anarchy 2012 Winter Ball.
Woo! Right. Woo! Hey, guys.
Sacks. Crazy. Craziness.
White power. White power.
No. Not that kind of Winter Ball.
Okay.
Now.
Rock and roll.
Roll.
Rock and roll.
Fuck your cancer.
Fuck your cancer.
Which we're
actually,
proud to
as of today, Tommy
cancer,
is
his
cancer.
Doctor said He's cured.
He has conquered it and is a champion.
Dude, yeah. That's great. I seriously don't know Tommy, but like no irony. That's
a good day.
That's great.
Like, that's when you mark on the calendar, circle, and have a drink every year after that.
We're having the benefit for the Merry Anarchy Festival for Tom Plunkett to help him out with
defray some bills.
Very cool.
Which, you know, accumulate when you go through chemotherapy, take all kinds of time off work.
And not that you shouldn't just come help donate because he's a member of the community and stuff, but Tommy's old guard. He's been at every Merry Anarchy. Yeah, he plays every time. Show. He promotes it. He's a big part of helping raise money for people. It's the least we can do to turn around and help him out. So
one of the best.
You know Tom. You know Merry Anarchy. Come down to see the fucking show.
Wonderful actor. If you've ever said, "It's all right here," that was Tom Plunkett.
That commercial.
That was Tom Plunkett. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a great actor.
Yeah.
That's a good, Henry III or something? Or Richard IV?
Oh, yeah, he was Richard III.
Richard III.
Yeah, it was all gangsta style.
He was good.
Great actor.
Rick, you got anything you want to mention in the next 3 weeks?
Nope.
Okay.
All right, well, with that.
All right, with that, thank you, Jim.
Guys, thank you very much. Very good time. Appreciate you having me on.
Thanks for being on.
For Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Chewbacca, Spencer the Intern, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying good night, ladies.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Cool. And they enjoyed the stuff leading up. I didn't realize this till after the fact. They were dancing to the band Decoy. I mean, they were literally dancing in the aisles.
The band was a big hit.
Dogwater Studios.
Shit fucked Reno.